Along with the COVID-19 pandemic has come recommendations about mandates to wear masks. Health experts have repeatedly called for face coverings, social distancing, and other guidelines meant to stunt the spread of the virus. But like so much about the 2020 election, those measures have become politicized. Here are two Oklahoma voters talking about how masking and voting in the age of coronavirus has impacted them.
My name is Michelle Cullum. I am a quit-too-tired educator. I was close to retirement and I quit a couple of years ago because my dad became real ill. And so I was taking care of him. Now I'm caregiving for my mom, helping with homeschooling my grandkids with virtual learning. I have my own business, keeping our hands busy, where I make t-shirts, I make face masks and the like. My first reaction was, oh my gosh, I can't tolerate having things on my face. I don't even like putting scarves around my face during the wintertime when it's really cold. I really didn't look at it as, oh, I'm doing something politically motivated for somebody. I just looked at, oh, they have a mask need, let me fill it. But now that I look at it as being a billboard, being able to make that statement with it, it makes me feel good because where it used to have to just go on a t-shirt and you wear that t-shirt one time that day and then you throw it in the wash, maybe wear it a week later. Now people have that thing on all day. I have a good friend, she wears her mask at work all day and it has a different statement, a different outlook, a different opinion on it every day. And she's like, people in the office are talking. It did not change my political views at all because right is right, wrong is wrong. And then there's always that happy median. I still vote the way I vote. I still believe that everyone in the community is affected by the vote. If I voice my concerns, if I voice my choice, if I at least let them know I took the time to stand up and say something, whether you agree with what I said or not, I took my time to vote my conscience, vote my heart. I'm one that votes in person. I've never done an absentee ballot. I will be in Driller's Stadium sometime before the 3rd when they do early voting. That's why I'm working on my mask, because I want a mask that's going to make a statement. No, it's not going to try to sway anybody to vote, but I think something basic like I used my vote/voice to make a difference. It will say a lot without saying anything specific.
I'm Landry Miller. I'm 27 and I am a writer. I feel like trust is so important right now that I put my trust into these experts and they say to wear the mask. And so that's what I'm going to do if it's going to help save lives of any kind. I have a lot of people in my life who were on that side of the fence regarding it, of being like, this is, you know, this is socialism, this is infringing on our rights. So I got to hear a lot of that conversation and I got to really listen to why they felt that way. And even though I never really found myself in that train of thought, the conversations we were having was what makes me more comfortable or what is better for the community as a whole. The thing I heard a lot was that people were saying that it was like a stepping stone to something worse. It seemed to be very fear-driven of, we didn't want to lose this freedom because then the next time they try to take our freedom, it could be worse. We've really turned it into a black and white issue when it is a gray area of, you know, when is it appropriate to wear a mask? Who can, who can't? And I think that ultimately it's an important conversation to have to kind of figure out what is the best method to move forward regarding them. So what it made me realize is that the who I vote for president, while it is important, this year is not my main concern. Pretty much everyone has already figured out who they're voting for at this point. What I realized this year was that local leadership is so, so important. And so what it made me do is it made me finally, for the first time probably ever this year, I actually educated myself who and what I was voting on outside of just who I wanted to be president. So what it did for me was it made me more engaged and more educated as a voter. So yes, I am ultimately going to vote the way I thought I was going to vote in March. it made me realize that it's so much more important than just who's going to be the president.
This story was produced for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma, supported by the Inasmuch Foundation, the Kirkpatrick Foundation, and Oklahoma Humanities.